If it's a Thursday morning, it is time for what? Well, it's time for Food for Mood, which, of course, we do every week here on Robin Hood Radio. And that means we're joined by Dr. Judy Workman. Judy, nice to have you around this morning. And, you know, we've got a nice snowfall, the first really fairly big snowstorm of the season as we change months. But good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Well, good morning. And I really hope that the early flowers of spring, I think they're called snowdrops, manage to get through when the snow falls. Marshall, one of the things I want to talk about today is sleep and how so many of us suffer from not getting enough sleep. Oftentimes, you know, when we think about factors that affect our health and make us more resilient to infections, make us more alert, able to perform the tasks that we have to do, both in terms of work and social and home tasks, we tend to concentrate on what we eat. Are we eating enough vitamins, getting enough minerals, getting enough water, getting enough exercise? And the factor, one factor that has a profound effect on our ability to perform both mentally and physically is often overlooked. And that's called sleep. Maybe it's because you can't monetize sleep. You know, you can sell vitamins, and you can sell personal trainers and exercise equipment, but other than selling sleep aids, most of which really have a negative effect on healthy sleep, there's really little way to make money from promoting the idea of sleep. And yet it is vitally important, not only, you know, on a day-to-day basis, but on a long-term basis in terms of the effect it may have on memory, both current and development of possible memory disorders that could lead not to Alzheimer's per se, but make one perhaps more vulnerable to kinds of dementia that look like Alzheimer's. I mean, lack of sleep can have a really immediate effect on our mood. You know, we tend to be irritable, impatient, feeling tired, less responsive. It can make us have a great deal of trouble even retrieving words that we need to communicate with people. I mean, I have a friend who went through a very stressful day a few days ago over the weekend. Her car was illegally towed, which is enough to stress anybody. And she is an extremely good bridge player. And she said to me, when I talked to her a couple of days later, she said, "I just played the worst hand I have in my life because I couldn't remember anything. I couldn't concentrate. I was still so stressed." And that's just a minor effect of not having enough sleep. But if you look into the literature, the scientific literature, you'll see that not having enough sleep, either on a short-term basis, you know, you're a student and you're pulling an all-nighter, you have an infant, and unfortunately, you're up also all night, maybe every 2 or 3 hours, you may be traveling and you're jet lagged, you are living next to a construction zone and there's noise, or you're living next to or underneath a very noisy neighbor, and it's again a great deal of noise, or it's a barking dog. There are a multitude of reasons why you don't sleep well, but the effect of that is to make you feel confused, even disoriented. You know, where am I? What am I supposed to be doing? What did I go into that room to do today? Why did I go into that room? I knew there was something, but I forgot about it. But you really feel that you cannot grab hold of time and order it and proceed through that period of time to your own liking because your brain simply isn't working. And the people who tend to suffer the most chronically, not those of us who may be disturbed because we're staying in a hotel room and happens to be in an airplane flight path, that the people who are disturbed over a long period of time are people who suffer from a medical disorder called sleep apnea, for example, which has its own solutions, because there are machines that you can use to make sure that you get enough oxygen during the night. But people with sleep apnea wake up a great deal of time. You may be a caregiver or somebody who is a patient and you have a chronic pain, and you have to get up many, many times to take care of that individual. I had a friend who took care of her elderly mother who had Alzheimer's, and her mother would wander all night. And the friend just could not afford to have somebody sleep in to take care of her mother so she could get a decent night's sleep. And she said that her daytime performance really had deteriorated because of this. But there's one class of people that we who tend to sleep at night and work during the day don't tend to see much of, and those are shift workers. These are people who don't work a conventional, 9 to 5, 8 to 4, or 8 to 5 shift, but people who tend to start work possibly from 6 or 7 p.m. on and don't get home until after midnight, or people who work what's called the graveyard shift, in that they are working over the early morning hours, and they're off by 7 o'clock in the morning. In fact, I live near a nursing home, and when I walk my dog early in the morning, I see nurses aides coming out of the building, getting to their cars and driving home. And I'm thinking to myself, here I am fully awake. How are these people going to manage to sleep? It's daylight, it's noisy, there are things going on in their household. How are they going to manage to adapt to sleeping during the daytime? And there have been many, many studies showing that there is a host of medical problems associated with shift work, because the situation is this. During the daytime, we have hormones in our body that make us alert and keep us alert enough to perform and do what we have to do. At night, we tend to produce a hormone called melatonin. You people know of it because you go to a drugstore and you'll see shelves filled with melatonin. Melatonin is the natural sleep hormone. It's made by a pineal gland. It's made as soon as it gets dark. Light, normal light, destroys it. So it's gone during the daytime. And melatonin tends to have an effect on your brain, on your cognitive functioning, to sort of decrease any kind of sense of alertness and make you calm enough and soothe you so that you can go to sleep. Well, that's fine if you're in bed, but if you are working, important machinery in the middle of the night, or you're a fireman or a policeman, or working in some kind of factory, packaging sandwiches for a fast food restaurant for the next day at 3 a.m., you really don't want to feel soothed and sleepy and drowsy and calm. You really have to be alert, otherwise you may lose a finger in that machine. And so your body is constantly fighting its natural inclinations to sleep against the need to work. And until you are able to spend a lot of time shifting, as it were, into a change sleep pattern, you are going to feel the effects of this. You're going to feel the effects of fighting all the time to keep yourself alert. In fact, there's studies showing that an unholy number of people tend to fall asleep during a night shift job when they should be awake. And you're also going to find when you're sleepy during the following day, it's going to have an effect on your memory and your cognitive performance. And Marshall, you probably have even experienced this, because you probably have to get up at an hour most of us rather be in bed.
I was just going to butt in there and say that two things that affect my sleep is, first of all, over the 5 days when I was in the hospital for 5 days getting tests, it completely changed my rhythm of sleep, So when I got out, but I worked the graveyard shift in radio. My first full-time job, I worked from 12 midnight to 6 o'clock in the morning. And I did that for 3 years. And to this day, I have side effects from that. Like, it can be a cloudy day, and if I go out at all when it's light, I still have to wear sunglasses. 3 years of just being in the dark really trained my eyes to look at outside differently. And another thing that happened is that when I got off that shift, you're right, my body just didn't know when to sleep, when to get up. And that took about almost 6 months to 7 months to cure. So, you mentioned both those things. And I say, boy, do I know what Judy's talking about?
Yes. And, this has been perceived as a problem for decades and decades. And yet you don't see any resolution. The problem is well described. I mean, I can't, the military, if you were on a ship, I understand that you have something like you have four, what is it, shifts where you are on duty for 4 hours, and then you can sleep for 4 hours. I don't understand why, for example, the military, which is really relying on the absolute alertness of its soldiers or sailors, do not realize the effect of lack of sleep or interrupted sleep on performance when it's so important. But nobody seems to come up with any solution. And having sleep aids, even melatonin, because people tend to take much higher doses than they should, and it suppresses their body's ability to make its own melatonin. I don't understand why there has not been more interest in this. And maybe simply because there has not been the, you can't make money out of it. You can't, you know, sleep aids just don't work that well, and they really mess up your sleeping, normal sleep cycles. So it's interesting that that the effects have lasted so long in your body.
And psychologically speaking, you're hanging out with a bunch of people that aren't around during the daytime. You hang out with a total different set of people than normal people hang out with, and it's amazing what it does to your psyche.
That's interesting also. I didn't realize that, but of course, because the people that we hang out with, people who work during the daytime, we'd be asleep at night. You're absolutely right. And of course, I'm sure there must be some selectivity, because if you can endure this, then maybe your body doesn't require, you know, the rhythmic sleep that the rest of us do, the circadian rhythms of sleep.
All right, Judy.
I don't know what the answer is. And I'm sure had you known when you were working the graveyard shift what the effect was going to be long time in your body, you might have thought about doing something else.
No, because
too late now.
I'm a radio geek. I would have stayed it through. But anyways, thanks, Judy. Thanks for joining us. We'll speak to you next week.
Good night. Bye-bye. Sleep well tonight. Bye-bye.